Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Gypsies for Jesus Radio tonight. It's good to be back on tonight. I want to say God bless everyone that's listening tonight. I want to welcome all the listeners that are calling listeners, also those that are listening by Facebook, Instagram tonight. God bless you for coming in tonight and being a part of the show. Tonight, stay with us. We're back on after a couple months of not being on. We apologize for that. We had some family health problems, but praise God. God is good. They're healed. And so we're on live tonight again. And just to let all the listeners know out there that our regular scheduled programs will be every Friday night. We ran a special program tonight just to get us back on the air, but we'll be on every Friday night, 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 p.m. Central time, and 8 p.m. on the West Coast. Right? Tonight, stay with us and be blessed. Invite some friends, family members. Our brother Gus Conway is going to share a message tonight, and it's called The Blood. We're sharing the blood of Christ tonight. I know it's going to be a blessed program. Before we go any further, let us pray tonight and open up the program in prayer, as we always do. Father God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for your blessing. Tonight, Father God, we ask that you lead us, that you guide us, direct us, Father God. Tonight, Father God, draw your people in, those who need to hear your word, Father God, those who need prayer, Father God, also those, Father God, who just want to be part of the program. Draw them, Holy Spirit, tonight, the lost, the backsliders, Father God, tonight, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God. Give us all a fresh new anointing of your Holy Spirit, Father God. Not only us who share the word, but the listeners tonight, Father God, the callers tonight, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for this night, and we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say amen and amen. Brother Gus, God bless you. It's good to be back on with you on the program.
Happy Lord's
Day. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing good. Happy Lord's Day to you, too.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. Great. Praise God. Tonight, I shared with the listeners what the message will be on the blood tonight. And Brother Gus, if there's anything you would like to share with our listeners tonight, and welcome them to the show tonight. God bless you.
Okay. Well, first of all, we want to thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity to come back and be on the radio. We will be doing this again, which is weekly. We took some time out. We had some issues that we had to straighten out, but we're back on. The season is back that we're going to be sharing some different teachings out of the Word. And we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. You guys have plenty of time. John, how much time we have on the radio tonight?
Tonight we have 1 hour, but if we go over, that's
okay. So you've got plenty of time to call some friends, text some friends, or get another phone in the house and call somebody that doesn't have the number and let them tune in, let them listen, let them be blessed. We'll be praying tonight. We'll be giving the sinner's prayer at the end of the program. We'll be teaching from the book of Hebrews, from Genesis. We're going to be going from Old to New Testament and just be sharing all about the blood. And that's what the teaching is about. There's power in the blood. Jesus' blood still speaks today from Calvary. So call somebody, pray with them, let them know that we're on. Gus Conway, John, on the radio tonight. And we want to bless you guys by just getting into the Word. Me and John do this on a regular basis. We call each other. We share the Word of God. It's not so much that we heard something in church, or it's more that we read something, or the Lord just spoke to us, and we want to share that with you guys. We have an opportunity today like we've never had before. we can share just from our own homes. We don't have to go to church. We don't have to Bible study. We could Bible study together out of our own homes. And me and John do that all the time. We want to do that with you guys. Amen? So grab your Bibles, and we'll start off with prayer. John, you want to open up in prayer, or do you want me to pray?
Yes, go ahead. And just to let the listeners know, we're not saying don't go to church, okay? Because we all go to church, okay? Okay.
Yeah, let me clarify.
And we just
want to
make that clear out there. Okay.
Let me clarify that.
Go ahead, please.
I'll tell you what we are saying. What we are saying is this. Besides church that you normally go to, you can listen into the radio. And there's a lot of different radios. You know, it's not just us. However you can get the word to you is what we're saying, do that. If it's church, if it's Bible study. But this is just something that you can do out of the convenience of your own home. It's just another activity that you could do in your Christianity to grow your faith. Because there's many activities. There's opening the word alone, and then you can do that with your spouse, your husband or your wife. You can do it with your children. And you could Bible study, and you could be leading the study. You could be going to a study. And that's something I do. I do a Bible study, a men's Bible study, and I like teaching the word. I like sharing the word. And I think as Christians, we all should be wanting to share what Jesus does for us. And this is just another tool, you know, from getting onto your computer, using your phone. But we do encourage church, whether it's a gypsy church or whether it's an American church, continue to go to church. But if you could listen into radio as another tool, a resource, by all means, do that too. So God bless you. We'll open up in a word. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for this time that you've given us, this hour or hour and a half, whatever the Holy Spirit might lead tonight. We ask you that you would bless us, use us, open up our hearts and minds. We ask you that you would just continue to do a good work, Father. It says that you're faithful and just to continue the work that you've started. So in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So,
amen.
Brother John, me and you was talking about the blood. And as we all know that there's power in the blood. We know the song, there is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And you guys got to excuse me because I'm a very bad singer. But it's true that there's power in the blood. And if you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, there's a river of blood. Starting from the time that Adam and Eve sinned, God made coats of skin for them. And where do you guys think that came from? That came from the shed blood of a lamb. So then Abel and Cain, the two brothers, they brought a sacrifice, and one brought from the fruits of the ground, and then one brought from the firstling of the animals. So one was the shepherd, and one was a herdsman. But it says that Abel brought a better sacrifice. And what that was blood, because it says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Or the New Translation Bible says, there's no forgiveness of sin. So there, before anything, there has to be blood. Jesus did not come and teach and preach and leave. He came to die on the cross, shed his blood, which is holy blood. God the Father in the flesh came and shed his blood. And by that atonement, it says in Hebrews that he sat down at the right hand of the Father. And when he died on the cross, in Hebrew it says tetelestai. That's what he said. It is finished, tetelestai. Now, the priest in the Old Testament, the Levitical priest, they would sacrifice for the sins of the people of Israel. And they would continue to do that because that was just a covering. It did not take away sin. It covered sin. But God told Jesus, you know, there has to be a purification of sins. Again, it says in Hebrews, and I told you that we're going to be reading a lot from Hebrews tonight, because in Hebrews, Jesus is the high priest of a better covenant. It's not that, and the Bible even says it, that he requires an animal. That was just to show the people, that was a shadow of better things to come. And what that was Jesus Christ. Amen? That was all pointing towards Jesus Christ. So Amen. Jesus came, manifested himself in the flesh, came no more as a shadow, he's the substance. You know, I'll give you guys a picture. For instance, if you're sitting at one corner of the building, and it's maybe, let's say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you see a shadow of someone coming, but not yet seen. You see that shadow. You know something's coming. You know someone's coming. You can't see them. You can't make it out. But that's the picture that Jesus gives us. And then now when that person comes, there's no more shadow. You're looking at that person. Why look at the shadow? And that's what Jesus is saying. It's not the bulls and not the goats and not the rams and the turtle doves and the things that I wanted back then. But now I required a full atonement, paid in full, to tell us that it is finished. So the blood runs through the Bible. The river of blood from Genesis to Revelation is there. If you cut the Bible anywhere, it will bleed the blood of Jesus. Because that's what it's all about, right, Brother John? It's all about the blood.
Amen. Amen. It's very true.
So,
you know,
if we,
I'll go right ahead.
Go ahead. If we look Hebrews 10, verses 9 through 12, it says, then he, meaning Jesus, said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. Okay, the Father, the Son speaking to the Father. He takes away the first that he may establish the second. Now, I already spoke of that, the old covenant, sacrificing the lambs, the bulls, the goats. He takes away the first that he may establish the second. Okay, verse 10. By that he will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Remember, we spoke of that again, that there's no more bulls and rams and goats being sacrificed because Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice. Verse 11. And every priest stands, underline that word. Okay, listeners, underline that word. And every priest stands ministering daily, underline that word again, stands daily. Verse 11, I'm going to start again. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. So if you're at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11, write, underline stands daily, offering, and repeatedly. Now, verse 12. But this man, Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, underline that, one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of the Father. Okay. That is the whole theme of the message, that by the blood of Jesus, everything is done, is finished, is complete, and the old is put away, and the new is here. And Paul says, if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. So the priest did not have any chair in the tent where they went to sacrifice, or in the temple in Solomon's time to sit down, because their work was never finished. They had to constantly kill these goats and lambs, and they had to constantly do that. Right, Brother John? Because the sins was never really taken away. They were just covered. Right? They were just covered. Now, for instance, let's say you're a boss, and you have 1,000 employees, and they keep coming to you and say, well, boss, I can't pay this week, I'll pay next week. So you'll write down on a piece of paper, you owe me. And what we call that today, I owe you. And then you put that down, and then the next employee, and then the next employee, and then the next employee. And you got thousands of employees, and now your desk is full. And what are all of those papers saying? This person owes me. Jesus knows that we could never pay the debt, but he paid a debt that he didn't owe. He paid a debt that he did not owe. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says, by grace you have been saved. Not of works, but as a gift of God, so that no man can boast and say, Jesus saved me because I did this. Or Jesus loves me because I'm this good. No. Jesus came, it says the Bible, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Because he loved us first. I'm going to open this up to Brother John.
Amen. Amen. You know, Brother Justin and listeners, blood, as we know, in our body, without blood, well, we can't live. Blood represents life. And just to share with the listeners, even when a person first passes away, or if we cut ourselves, I'll share something. If we cut ourselves and the blood starts drifting, just to share with the listeners, that blood, even though it's out of our body, still lives. You know, blood, if you look at it, and I shared this with Gus the other day, what does blood do? It starts to coagulate. It starts to move. And it gets even thicker, you know, as it sits there. And blood has a movement to it. And inside our blood, well, is what? DNA. You know, today, doctors can take some of that blood and analyze it and tell people, well, our DNA, our genetic makeup of someone's related to us, it can identify it and also identify what the what kind of medication we've taken. It tells scientists and doctors a lot of things about us. It can identify with us. And each person's blood, as we know, it's different, even though there's, you know, A type and B type and positive and negative. But our blood identifies with ourselves, just like fingerprints. And so a lot can be identified with us through our blood. And talk about bloodlines again. You know, we go back and talk about our bloodlines, our family history, and so forth, and all that. But blood is life. It represents life. And you know, without it, as we say, we cannot live. And the blood of Jesus, his bloodline, which came from, as we know, the house of David, of course. He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God the Father, and we believe in the Trinity. I'm just talking that he came from God the Father. He was always with God, and it's atonement. As Brother Gus shared, for our sins, and it washes away our sins. And in Leviticus, it says the life of the flesh is in the blood. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. And I have given it upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. So I just want to share that scripture with the listeners. It's the blood that makes atonement for our soul. And we, like Brother Gus said, we have been purchased, bought paid for it with the blood of Jesus Christ. So I'll turn it back over to Gus. I don't want to go too far ahead. And just in my comments here, because I know that's going to be coming up also. God bless you, Gus.
Okay. So we see from Brother John that in the Old Testament it says, without the life of the flesh is in the blood. We need to know now that we understand that Jesus is our high priest and that he sacrificed once and for all. We know about that. Now we understand the blood. The blood is holy. The blood is pure. An ordinary man did not die on the cross. Now we're going to talk about the power in the blood and what it did and what it's continuing to do. It did not just have its cause and effect 2,000 years ago. It did, and it's continuing today. That God that told Abraham that you're going to have a son at 100 years old, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is still the God on the throne today. Jesus Christ is still reigning in victory. His blood speaks today that I am the Savior. I am your Lord. I delivered you. I am your God. I will keep you. I mean, all of those promises in Exodus when he brought the people out, they still apply to us today. Jesus came and says, I am the bread of life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life. Those are all the things that you obtain when you put the blood of the Lamb upon the doorpost of your heart. Now, in the Old Testament, we know they put it on the doorpost of their house. In the New Testament, today, we do that upon our hearts. Jesus, I'm a sinner. I confess that I've done wrong and I need a Savior. So it's not just becoming a Christian. It's more than that. It's having a relationship with Jesus Christ, the one that died for you on the cross. So you might say, well, how do we know the blood is so powerful? I mean, if Jesus died 2,000 years ago and his blood is so powerful, there's so much more sin today in the world. So if Jesus' blood was so powerful, why is there so much sin today? There should be less if he died 2,000 years ago and his blood is holy and it heals and it cleanses and it takes away sin. There should be less sin today. But there's more. And if a lot of people are saying that, well, here's the answer to that. Like I said, the people of Israel had to put the blood so death can pass over them. That was called the Passover. And all those that put the blood upon the doorposts, they were covered. Death passed over. Okay, so then 2,000 years later, everybody that received Jesus, they have life. Jesus says in John 10:10, the devil has come to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and life abundantly. So here's the illustration of why is there so much sin and there's power in the blood, and if there's power in the blood, what's going on? Why is there sin? Why is there death? Why is there all of that? Well, we live in a fallen world, but here's the answer. If you're just one man or one woman and you have this bar of soap and this bar of soap is right next to you, but you're not applying it, it doesn't make you clean. You could work in a soap factory, and if you don't apply what's right there for you, what you've been around all the time, it won't clean you. It doesn't make you clean just because you know that's a bar of soap. Well, same is true for Jesus. If you just know God, well, yeah, I know there's a God, and I know he has a son, and I know there's a spirit too. That's not what Jesus is talking about. When Jesus says, you must abide in me, and I abide in you, Abide means to become one. We're abiding. We're in one home. We're fellowshipping. We're communing. We're agreeing. It says in the book of Acts, can two walk together unless they agree? No, they cannot. But we need to agree with the blood of Jesus, that the shed blood of Jesus Christ may transform our lives into a person that's pleasing, a woman, a man, a child, to God. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed by the patterns of this world, but be transformed by a renewing of your mind. And what is that? Well, this is what that's saying. Father God, now if you're a Christian, Father God, I need the blood back in my life. I need it to cover me, to cover my home. You can pray and say, I plead the blood of the Lamb upon me. Every day. Every day you could claim it. And you can live it. What that does, it brings you into the blessings of Jehovah Yahweh. It brings you into the blessings of Jesus the Messiah. It brings you into wholeness, healing, verity. You need to just turn away from who we was and what we did and what we used to do and claim, I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus promises health. He gave people in the Old Testament more years on their life. He gave Hezekiah 15 more years. He gave people back their dead, the people that died. He gave back Lazarus to Martha and Mary. That's the same Jesus that we serve today. If we have anything that we need as far as healing, finances, I need a house. I need Trubuma Mobiri, Trubuma Sastarimos, Trubuma Womni, Trubuma Wom, Trubuma Familia, Trubuma Sastarimos. I mean, all of those things. You know how they come? By the power of the blood. You know, Christianity is what you call believers that have faith in Christ. It's not just a name, well, I'm Christian. You know, that's a label. You know, Christians are not to be labeled. If you're the only one that you know that you're a Christian, then that's not a Christian. Other people need to be saying there's something about her, there's something about him that's different. They go through the things I go through, but they come out on top of the land. And we're going to give you an opportunity, and we still have time. We're only in about, I don't know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes into the program to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, to receive Christ. And he needs to be Lord and Savior. He needs to be on the throne in your life. So,
amen.
Why do we know that the blood is holy? It wasn't Joseph that was the father of Jesus, because if Joseph was the father of Jesus that was married to Mary, that blood would not have done anything. If it was human blood, it would have not done anything. It would not take away one sin. It would not take away one sin. Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness, from all sin, forever, for all time. So that doesn't mean we can do what we want, like Paul says, and trample on the grace by all means, no way. It means that we don't want to sin no more because his blood is so holy and he's done such a great thing. Amen, John?
Amen. So when
Jesus came, when the Holy Spirit came to Mary, that was God and man coming together. And man is
right.
Himself. Flesh, and the God that made heaven and earth and everything that's in it was born in the flesh. And that is the blood that was atoned for you and me. God bless you. I'll turn it over to John a little bit.
Amen. Amen. See, we need the blood of Jesus. The blood of beast was only, as Brother Gus said, a picture of the, it was only a picture of the blood of Jesus, of his shed blood on the cross for the remission of our sins.
Yeah, it was all pointing to Christ.
Right. And Jesus came as what? The high priest. The Bible calls him the high priest, and by a greater and more a perfect tabernacle. And then that of a Levitical priesthood. He was a higher than a Levitical priesthood, which was the highest at the time. And he didn't come with the blood of, it was not by the blood of beasts, but with his own blood, purged from death to works to serve the living God. As we talked about, blood is life. If we read Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11, it says Christ came as what? The high priest of the things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, out of this building, neither by the blood of goats, calves, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Then verse 13 says, for if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifers, the sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purified of the flesh, how much more, verse 14 says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot or wrinkle to God, purge your conscience from the dead works to serve the living God. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, some scholars say something here. We can go back to when Jesus was crucified, and on the third day that he rose, and he was seen by Mary, and she said, she called Rabboni, and which meant rabbi, and ran up to him, and he said, Mary, do not touch me, because I have not ascended to the Father. And some scholars say the reason he said, don't touch me, was he hasn't presented himself to the Father. And what did he need to present to the Father? And this is just, like I say, theory, okay, because it's scholars using this, some scholars, the blood, which makes a lot of sense to me. As we know, his blood was without spot. He was sinless. He presented and walked a sinless life here on earth, his blood, to the Heavenly Father.
Yeah, that's good.
And like I say, his blood washes away our sins, not just covers them, but washes them away. And what happens if you've been atoned for something or pardoned for something? No one can bring that up. You know, I'll share something with you. You know, we have a president that at the end of the year is going to be, or start of next year, he'll be leaving the office. The new president will come in. Well, usually what they do is they present him with cases of people who are in prison or been in prison for a crime, and they maybe served their time, done very well, changed their life around. And what will he do? He will pardon a number of people. And no longer is that crime on their record. Sometimes a person gets out of prison and we start to label them as humans, and we say, don't talk to him, he's a thief. Don't talk to him, he's a con artist. Don't talk to him, he's a whatever. But see, the devil does that to us also. You whoremonger, you drug addict, and so forth. The Bible tells us that he's what? The accuser of the world. No, I just quoted that. The accuser of what? The brethren.
The brethren.
So what we need to do is stop accusing brothers and sisters. They've been pardoned by the Lord. See, once he washed away our sins, they're not, he said, the Bible says he blotted them out. He remembers it no more.
No more.
So, yes. So the thing is we have to forgive ourselves too, and stop thinking about our past, and move forward with the Lord. Amen. I believe we have a caller, Brother Gus. So I'm going to take this one call here. It's from 773 area code. God bless you. You're live on the air.
Hi, my name is David, and I'm calling because I'm a Christian. And dating a girl who's a gypsy, and she is also a Christian. I'm having some problems with our relationship, and I just kind of wondered if maybe I could tell you guys about it a little bit.
Okay.
Is it Christian related?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, first of all, she doesn't let me see her family, for one thing. I don't understand that. I don't understand why she won't let me. She won't introduce me to them. And I don't.
Well, we lost the caller. Amen. Well, there. You know, as we know, that was a man talking about a relationship with lady, and you know, we pray for them, and I don't think he can hear us now. He's offline, so he hung up. But just to say that we need to all pray for one another, pray that our lives change. Amen.
Amen.
Pray that we have love for each and every nationality and people's backgrounds, and not be so prejudiced.
Yeah.
No,
yes. Brother, I'll make a quick comment to him that called in. Sorry we lost you, but you know it happens. It's radio. With gypsies marrying Americans and some and vice versa. You know, some gypsies marrying Americans and then Americans marrying gypsies. You know, it's not the smoothest. It doesn't really go smooth. Especially from the beginning, not wanting to see that family, and I don't want you to know my family after, you know, a while. You know, it's not, you know, any reason to separate, that's for sure. Definitely just, you know, work things out in prayer and patience. That's the best advice we can give you because we really don't know the whole of the story. But, you know, it's just tough being, you know, from two different cultures. But, you know, not to say that it can work, because I know a lot of gypsies that are married to Americans that work out fine, and they have families. So I hope that helps you.
Amen.
So getting back to our study or teaching, I'd like to share with you guys something that the blood does. Now, it does a lot of things. I mean, there's healing, there's wholeness, there's a lot. So listen to this. Now, this is coming from Numbers 22. And to give you a little context of the story, it's the people of Israel traveling in their wilderness trying to get from, from when they left Egypt to the promised land, you know, that God promised them and they would, you know, the land would be there and milk and honey, and it was a great land and pastures. So there was a man there, and it was Balaam, and he wanted this particular person to curse the people because he didn't like the people. And John, I know you know the story, right? You're familiar
yes.
with it?
Okay. Yes.
So Numbers 22:6 says this. Now, you got to remember, the blood is on these people because they all put the blood on the doorpost. You guys seen the Ten Commandments with Charleston Heston and Pharaoh? They put the blood of the lamb upon their doorposts, and the death angel passed over them. So these are all Hebrews that crossed over. And matter of fact, the word Hebrew means the crossed over ones, or the ones that crossed over. And they're coming, and the people are seeing this, and they're beating tribe and nation after nation, and this person wants to beat the, all of them. And he says, now therefore, please come and curse these people for me, since they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I may be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land, for I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed. So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with their fees and their divinations, and the hand of Balaam repeated Balak's word to him, and he said to them, spend the night here, and I will bring you back word in the morning. The Lord spoke to me, and the leaders of Moab said to Balaam, then God came to me and said, who are these men with you? Balaam said to God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent word. Behold, there is a people who came out of Egypt, and they cover the surface of the land. Now come curse them for me. Perhaps, maybe, I will be able to fight against them and drive them out. So the story goes on to say this. So he goes to curse the people. So this man convinced them to curse the people. But it backfired, and he ended up blessing them. It backfired on him. It worked for the people of Israel. And he said, the only thing I can do is bless them, because they're God's people. So if you're covered, what I'm saying today is you cannot be cursed. You can only be blessed. Amen to that? I'm going to say that again.
Amen.
Very profound. If you're covered in the blood, which means you accepted Jesus, he's Lord and Savior, he reigns on the throne of your life, you cannot be cursed, okay? You can only be blessed. And what does that mean?
Amen.
You will be blessed going in. You will be blessed going out. Deuteronomy chapter 28, all the blessings. You will be the head and not the tail. You'll be blessed in the city. You'll be blessed in the field. You'll be blessed wherever you go. You'll have favor with God and with man. It says your barns will be plenty. Vats will be full. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are a blessed people. Now, I told you once or twice, I'll tell you guys again, we're going to give you guys an opportunity to receive the Lord as your Savior. And it's very simple. You can invite him to be Lord of your life, and you walk a Christian life. You be holy and pleasing to God, because after all, we're to be a living sacrifice. God, holy and pleasing to him every day, not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesday night church, but every day before you go out in the morning, first. Matthew 6, says, seek the kingdom of heaven, and then all things will be added. Go ahead, John.
Amen. I want to share something real quick. 20 things that the blood of Christ does. And I'm just going to go over it real fast. Okay? Okay?
Take your time. Sounds good.
It remits sins. Matthew 26:28.
Okay.
It gives life to those who consume it. John 6:53. It causes us to dwell in Christ as he is in us. John 6:56. It is a means by which Christ purchased the church. Acts 20:28. It is the means by which Christ, which Jesus became our atonement through faith. Romans 3:25. It justifies us and saves us from the wrath.
Hallelujah.
Romans 5:9. It redeems us. Ephesians 1:7. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. Revelations 5:9. It brings those who were far away from God near to God. Ephesians 2:13.
Wow.
Praise God. It grants
Amen.
Us
praise
forgiveness.
God.
It grants us forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:14. It brings us peace and reconciliation to God. Colossians 1:20. 11. It has obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 9:12, it cleanses us, our conscience from dead works to serve the living God, Hebrews 9:14. It is the means by which we enter the most holy place with boldness, Hebrews 10:19.
Thank you, Lord.
It speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 12:24. It sanctifies us. Hebrews 13:12. It makes us complete for every good work. Hebrews 13:20-21. It cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Praise God. It bears witness. It bears witness in the earth along with the Spirit and the water. 1 John 5:8. Version. It is the means by which Jesus washes us, Revelation 1:5 and 7:14. It is the means by which we overcome the accuser of the brethren, Revelation 12:11. The summary to this is, thank God for the precious blood of Christ that sprinkled the blood of Christ. The blood of the new covenant, the blood of the eternal covenant. 1 Peter 1:19, Hebrews 12:24, Luke 22:20, and Hebrews 13:20. So, and it says here, the life is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11. Praise God. That's some of the things that the blood does for us.
Well, listeners, if you heard those 20 things that John said, they all have one thing in common. All those things that the blood does, they're all backed up with Scripture. Every one of them is Scripture. They're not what I think or John thinks. It's what the Bible says. And if the Bible says it, it's going to be. The Bible, Jesus means what he says, and he says what he means.
That's right. And tonight, I want to ask this question tonight. If there's somebody listening, I don't know where you're at. I know that this gets out not only around the country, but around the world. You might be in France. You might be in Great Britain there. And you might be in someplace in Europe or Asia, or Africa, wherever you're at tonight. God is with you. You can accept that blood that we just talked about in your life tonight. You could accept him and have eternal life. You could have the blessings of God instead of living under the curse of this world and living under the prince of this world, who is Lucifer, Satan, is the prince of this world. But Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords tonight.
Amen.
We're not speaking a lie. We're speaking truth here tonight. And I know that the Holy Spirit is touching somebody out there tonight. Tonight, if you want to have eternal life, you want to be washed of your sins, you want to start a new life, you could do it right now by meaning it in your heart right now and ask the Holy Spirit to touch the people out there who need to be touched. If you're far from God, if you won't serve him tonight, you want to come back, all you have to do is mean it in your heart. Come back with a simple prayer. Come back to God tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every soul tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Who's never received you. And those of us, oh Lord, that walked away from you, Father God, that need to come back home tonight. Father God, touch the people's hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask the Holy Spirit to do your work tonight. Holy Spirit, touch people's hearts, convict them, draw them back unto the Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Tonight, you have that opportunity. I know that the Holy Spirit has touched your heart because we asked him to. It says, ask and you shall receive, seek you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. This world has nothing to offer you. This world is a dying world. It is for life. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. If you want to know what Jesus is, is Jesus Christ. So you can receive Him as your Lord and your Savior by saying a simple prayer, and I'm going to turn it over to Gus to give that prayer tonight. God bless you, Brother Gus.
You know, we like to give the sinner's prayer as often as we do the radio, because you never know if there's 2,000 people listening and just one of them is a non-believer and he receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then you know what? That's what God is looking for. But He'll take as many as call upon His name, because He died for the sins of the world. And you know what? We're sinners. The world did not sin by itself. You know, it was people. It was people like you and me. We've sinned, and it caused Jesus to die on the cross. So you know what? We owe Him everything. So if you're not a believer tonight, here's the sinner's prayer. Say, Lord, Father God, I accept You as my Lord and Savior. Come in and change my life. Take me from darkness to light. Take me from dead to living. Take me, Father, from this world into your presence. Because to know You, Lord, is to love You. I need a Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I turn away things of this world. Change my thinking. Change my heart. And be Lord and Savior. I confess my sins, Lord, and I need You as a Savior. If you repeated those things, the Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that you will be saved. All that call upon the Lord will be saved. There's power and love. God bless you. I'll turn it over back to Brother John. Thank you guys for listening.
Amen. And if there's somebody out there that you were once walking with the Lord and you're no longer walking, you feel that you're far from the Lord, say this prayer thing. Father God, forgive me. Father God, for being disobedient to You. I want to come back home just like the prodigal son. Father God,
yes,
tonight, forgive me, wash me, recleanse me, regenerate me, fill me once again with Your Holy Spirit. I come back to You. I rededicate my life, my soul to You.
Yes.
Lord, give me strength to walk with You each and every day. In Jesus' name, I pray. We'll say amen and amen. If you
amen.
Said that, welcome back to the family of God. Thank God bless you tonight. You know, we have some prayer requests,
okay,
Brother Gus, tonight. I'd like to lift up a family that's going through a marriage situation. I won't mention any names tonight,
okay,
on the air, but they're going through a family situation. There's children involved. And I'd like to pray for them. Also, I'd like to pray for my brother Stevie, which is my cousin. My brother Stevie and Shirley for complete healings tonight. And financial blessings for those that need financial blessings. So let us lift up this couple that needs, first of all. And then we'll take prayer requests tonight over the phone. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to You tonight, Father God, and we ask, Father God, for that You intervene, Father God, with this family, Father God, that You touch the wife, the husband tonight, that they reconcile, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God,
we claim
that You will make a way, that You will make a way where there seems that there's no way, Father God. Father God,
yes.
The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but You come that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Ooh, yeah.
Tonight, Father God,
yes,
we're just going to stand on Your word, Father God, that we ask that this family be reconciled back together, stronger than ever, serving You in Jesus' name, Father God. And tonight, Father God, we lift up Stevie, Shirley, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask that You touch them both, that You heal them both from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Their servants to You, Father God. Bless them spiritually, physically, financially, from the crowns of their head to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name, Father God. And Father God, tonight, Father God, for those who need a financial blessing, Father God. Father God, open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing for them tonight, Father God. And let them be good stewards to You, Father God, and be givers, Father God. Because we know that You made us the head and not the tail. You made us lenders and not borrowers, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your blessings. And we say amen and amen. If anyone has a prayer request tonight, and if you're listening by telephone, all you have to do is hit one on your keypad and your phone tab. Tonight, if you're listening by internet, through Facebook, whatever means you're listening through, tonight, or Block Talk Radio, call in tonight. The number is 917, area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. Tonight, if you cannot make a call, if you might be in a different country and it's a long distance charge or whatever, and you can't call in through the United States, you can send us an email. Send it to Gypsy Radio. Send us an email, prayer request. Nate, let us know you're listening out there. Gypsy Radio, the number one, G-Y-P-S-Y-S, or Gypsy Radio, I'm sorry, G-Y-P-S-Y, Radio, R-A-D-I-O, all one word, the number one at yahoo.com. That's Gypsy Radio, the number one at yahoo.com. Send us an email. Let us know you're listening today. We do have a caller here, area code 803. We're going to take it. God bless you. You're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, God bless you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I had it muted. All right, I've just been sitting here listening to y'all, and I'm glad for the opportunity to sit here and be able to listen to y'all. But I've got my brother, Ezzy. I really need him lifted in prayer tonight, him and his wife and his children. He's going through. The devil's got a hold on him with addiction and his wife as well. And it's been the awfulest thing for the family. And I need the Lord, I need the prayers for the Lord to deliver them from this awful deal that's got a hold of them.
Yes.
I've sat and watched them for days, and I can't do anything but pray. And I know that's the best thing to do, but
yes.
I need some more prayers, big time, for these two and their family.
Yes, there's power in prayer.
You know what? I'm going to have both of us pray tonight. Brother Gus, I'm going to ask you to lead off, and I'll pray for this couple.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes. Father God, you know the need. Father God, you hear the prayer, and you're able to reach into this person's life. This woman had faith enough to call in that you would answer the prayer. So, Father God, we stand together with her in prayer. It says, if two or three come together, you are there in their midst. And you are always there, Father. So we ask tonight that you would reach out to this woman's family, whether it's a younger person, an older person. You know the addiction. You know the problem. And you've come to set the captives free. So we claim that, Father.
Yes.
That's your word, promise. And by the blood, we claim that. That you're going to set the person free from the addiction. It's tearing up the family. It's hurting ones. So we ask that you would just take this addiction away, take these problems away. And Brother John, I ask that you would finish the prayer.
Yes. Father God, we lift up, Father God, this couple to you, Father God, who needs to be set free. Father God, break the yoke of bondage tonight in their life, Father God. We rebuke, we bind this addiction, Father God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God. We ask that you set them free, Father God. Father God, tonight, Father God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray that you touch their hearts, that you set them free completely from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, put a hedge of protection around their children, around our sister tonight. Give her wisdom, a godly wisdom, that every time you talk to them, Father God, that you will have a word for them, Father God, in Jesus' name, that will touch their hearts. Father God, tonight, Father God, we are going to thank you that when you set them free, they will not even have withdrawals. We thank you, Father God. We praise you for this testimony that's going to come out of this in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen.
Amen.
Sister, we want to thank you. Well, Sister,
thank
God,
y'all
God
very
you
much.
You're welcome. And Sister, just to let you know, we're going to be on every Friday at 11 o'clock. We'd love for you to come back. And please let us keep us in touch with what's going on, okay?
We want to hear a testimony.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm claiming in the name of Jesus right now.
Amen.
Appreciate the prayer.
Anytime.
Looking
call
forward
me.
To the testimony.
We're on. Call in.
God
Thank
bless
y'all.
You. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Amen. Amen. God bless that sister tonight for calling in. See, that's faith.
Well, John,
we walk by faith.
Say, I really missed the radio. What a blessing it's been.
Yes, it's good to be back. And just to let the listeners know who are listening today, I am John V. I used to run Pal Talk Gypsies for Jesus for a number of years. And we have radio. We haven't been on for a few months. We're back on. We're going to be back on every Friday night and at 11 p.m. East Coast time. As the Lord leads, as the station grows, we might have more nights coming in tonight. And, you know, I know that we'll have more people helping out too, who might share on different nights and so forth. So keep us all in prayer here. It's been a blessing. I miss it so much. I feel so much comfortable than I did 45 minutes ago, right before we started going back on the air tonight. And tonight, if there's any more prayers, just hit one on your keypad. If you're calling listener, if you're listening by internet, call in tonight. Area code, we're going to give it another 5 minutes here tonight. Call in, area code 917-889-7893. 917-889-7893. And just to let the listeners know, you know, we're not just praying for people out there and saying, well, you know, hey, we got to pray for people hooked on drugs and people. You know what? I was addicted, okay? Okay, I was addicted to painkillers, okay? I know what it's like. It's easier said than done, just stop it, no. You know, you go through withdrawals, it's terrible, it's horrible. We have a problem out there. We have a heroin epidemic in this country. We need to keep people in prayer tonight and every night. I know that we all have somebody that we know, might be us, that has an addiction tonight. So we need to pray for one another, love one another, and we need to do something about it. The best thing to do is pray and trust the Lord. Amen. And walk by faith tonight. Amen. So God bless everybody tonight. Again, if you're a call-in listener, you can hit one. And if you're listening by internet, you can call in tonight. Area code 917-889-7893. And like I said, just to let everybody know, we'll be on Friday nights, 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 o'clock Central. And if you're on the West Coast, it's 8 o'clock. Amen. I know my brother Harris tonight is happy to be back. I know that I'm. I hope that you are too. Let us know.
You know, it feels right, you know, like I said, there was a season that we kind of was out and did not do the radio. And really, there's no excuses. Either one of us is making excuses. You know, the time was just not more desperate at that time. But the Lord has brought it back all in timing. And we just want to share something with you guys. We just want to hopefully bless somebody with somebody, share a scripture. Nothing new. It's, you know, stuff that you guys know. We just want to share it with you guys. And we're hoping you guys call in and share something with us that the Lord did in your life. Testimony, a praise report. Somebody set free. Somebody received word. That's what we're doing tonight. You know, it's by no means a Sunday teaching. One of us pastors. We vote for the Lord and wanted to share that with you guys, and we want to continue on Friday nights.
Yes, and I'd like to welcome, like I said, I'd like to welcome again the listeners from Facebook. I know there's a lot of Roman Mitchell sent in.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters out there that are listening tonight. I know that there's Calvaras out there from around the world, and like I say, you're all welcome here tonight. Doesn't matter if you're gypsy, non-gypsy. This is a family of God here, and this is God's radio station. We call it Gypsies for Jesus.
And, that's right.
And we even spell it wrong, okay? We spell it, instead of having an I there, we spell it G-Y-P-S-Y-S. It makes It makes a lot of gypsies find us a lot easier, because we seem to all misspell that word, okay? Because we're not good spellers. So that's why we did that. We did that intentionally way back in the day. Amen? So God bless everybody tonight. I want to thank all the listeners tonight and the prayer warriors out there who are faithful tonight. I want to thank our brother Gus. Great word tonight, brother. Lord,
thank you.
And
thank you for having
me. I'd like to ask the listeners tonight, invite some friends, family members next week. Tell them about the program and have them come and listen. I know that they'll be blessed. And that's what we need, more of the word. I need it more. Our brother Gus needs it more. We all do tonight. So let us go out with a prayer tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this wonderful, beautiful night. I thank you for your word. I thank you for each and every person, Father God, for our brother Gus tonight, for sharing the word and being obedient to you. Father God, tonight, meet the needs of your people, Father God. Father God, each and every needs, financial, spiritual, physical, Father God, if it's a healing out there, touch your people by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, bless them from the crown of their heads. Heal them to the soles of their feet in Jesus' name. Those that are going through depression, oppression, Father God, deliver them and set them free in Jesus' name, Father God. Tonight, Father God, we thank you and we praise you and we love you in Jesus' name. I want to say good night. God bless you. On Gypsies for Jesus Radio until Friday night, 11 o'clock East Coast time. Good night. God bless.